Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In a minute, we will return to our focus, God is our confidence. But first, I would like you to know that God Is will be having a big birthday this Friday, August 27th. That will be our 1,000th episode. Friday will mark 1,000 times I have spoken to you about who God is. How shall we celebrate such a milestone? One way is certainly to give God thanks, praise, and honor for all that He has said to us, for all that God has taught us. I hope you will remember this ministry in your prayers and give God thanks for His word and how it applies to each of our lives. Thank Him for all the new listeners who have joined us in the last 4 years. I also think it's appropriate if we celebrate by having you send me an email or a letter or leave a comment on God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. What have you learned? What has encouraged you? What does this ministry mean to you? Would you take a minute and send me a short note letting me know you listen and what you think of the broadcast and podcast? Thank you so much. 1,000 episodes. This gives us something to celebrate. It has been my honor to be with you each weekday, and I look forward to many more. I will be grateful if you take a moment to write. The email is mark@godisministry.org. And the address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. On Facebook and Instagram, we are God Is Podcast. If you have been with us, then you know we're following two of Jesus' most intimate disciples, Peter and John, as they walk together with Christ. Last week, we found them on the mountain for the stunning change of appearance of the Lord in His glory at the Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17. And then we walked with them all the way past the death of Christ on the cross. And then we even ran, picking up the pace with Peter and John, who rushed to the empty tomb of the Lord. The stone was rolled away and Jesus was missing. All that was left were His grave clothes neatly folded in that empty grave. And we read about this in John chapter 20. And we must keep in mind that the disciple John is the author of this Gospel of John. So this is his very own account of what he and Peter and the other disciples experienced. If you read John chapters 20 and 21 over the weekend, then what you've read is John's firsthand account of the aftermath of the resurrection of Jesus. This speaks to why I believe the Bible is the single most exciting and applicable book you and I will ever read. Right here in our hands, we have the very reliable testimony of the Apostle John. And whom is he writing about? It's Jesus. Read it and believe it. And this week on God Is, I invite you to spend time in John chapters 20 and 21, and then we'll read over into the next book of the Bible, Acts, as well. And we do all of this as we continue to learn that God is our confidence. I define confidence in a very specific way. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. I am not talking about ways to boost your self-confidence. Rather, as Christ people, how do we derive our confidence from Him? When we left off on Friday, we had read John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10, and verse 10 says, "So the disciples went away again to their homes." Specifically, Peter and John have witnessed the empty tomb, and off they go to regroup at their homes. And I asked, having now believed that Jesus must rise from the dead, what kind of confidence do they have? I'm going to answer that today as we read down through John 20. By way of summary, I'm just going to tell you that what follows immediately in verses 11 through 18 of John 20 is that Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Oh, this is a penetrating part of Scripture and my all-time favorite passage for Resurrection Sunday morning. But we do not have time for that now. I'll pick up our reading at verse 19. This is John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when Jesus had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, Jesus breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Here, Jesus appears in his resurrection body to the disciples, minus one who is Thomas. And notice that Jesus can walk through closed doors. The text says the doors were shut. Actually, in Greek, this means more than shut. The way the Greek text reads, the doors were locked. But very subtly, John tells us, Jesus came and stood in their midst. In his resurrection body, Jesus is not bound by anything that's closed. I'd say witnessing this was a real confidence builder for Peter and John, wouldn't you? Here is the Lord who has already told them that he is the resurrection and the life, John chapter 11. And sure enough, now here Jesus is the resurrection standing before them. And surely this startled the disciples. So note the first words out of the mouth of Jesus. And we have heard this before. Peace be with you. And then as if to prove that he really was the Christ, Jesus holds forth his hands and his side. And they see the piercings, the nail marks from the cross. Well, I'd say witnessing this was a real confidence builder for Peter and John, wouldn't you? We get a little hint of that in verse 20. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. That is why I have been telling you repeatedly that our confidence comes from God through Christ. Peter and John are confident men because of what Jesus has done for them and shown to them. And this is why I am surprised when I have found within myself, as Christ's follower, a lack of confidence. Why should it ever be that I am so unconfident? Or is this why I find a lack of confidence in you, dear Christian, so shocking? What reason do you have to be unconfident? You believe in Christ, right? I do too, and we receive his witness the same way the first disciples did. By faith we hear him say, "Peace be with you," and we receive his peace. Jesus' peace is a peace so satisfying that we cannot even find words to adequately describe it to people who do not believe in him. And by faith we see both his hands and his side. Evidence, proof. And now you might say, hey, if Jesus walked through the locked door at my house and held out his nail-pierced hands and showed me where the spear entered his side, I too would have a lot more confidence. But he's never done that. Yes, he has done that. By the presence of the Holy Spirit living within you, as you read this text, the Spirit affirms for you that Jesus is real and his resurrection from the dead rings true. Accept this as being for you today. Take time out to hear the voice of Jesus, "Peace be with you." In your mind's eye, by faith, see his hands and behold his side. And let this be your confidence. And speaking of the Holy Spirit, listen again to John chapter 20, verses 21 and 22. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Notice how Jesus repeats, "Peace be with you." And then he reminds them of their mission in life. "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." They are not going to stay huddled together, living in fear of the Jews, in this little room. Here, I suspect Peter and John remembered what Jesus said when he called them back in Matthew chapter 4. We've read this, but I've saved the connection until now. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Yes, this was spoken to Peter and Andrew, but obviously applicable also to John. They were used to catching fish, but now their mission has changed to catching people, converts to Christ. The pieces of this great puzzle are falling together for Peter and John. And again, I'd say hearing this, as the Father has sent me, I also send you, was a real confidence builder for Peter and John. Especially when we read what follows, John chapter 20, verse 22. And when Jesus had said this, Jesus breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So after Jesus had said what? Verse 21, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Then Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What is Jesus doing here, and is this also a confidence builder for Peter and John? We shall find out tomorrow. But as we bring this to a conclusion, here are Peter and John, and their confidence is being greatly enhanced by Jesus standing in their midst, by seeing Jesus' hands and side, by hearing Jesus say, "Peace be with you," and "As the Father has sent me, I also send you," by having Jesus breathe on them with the pledge of the Holy Spirit as Jesus reminds them of their mission first given all the way back in the beginning in Matthew 4. It's events like these that make Peter and John confident and make us confident as well. And tomorrow we will see even more. Remember to send me a God Is birthday greeting, mark@godisministry.org, mark@godisministry.org, or send your letter and then join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.